Saturday morning, how are you? It is Trina. It's something for the weekend and Sinead Sanderson is here from Peaches and Cream. Good morning, Sinead. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. I'm great.
This is a mad time. It only struck me during the week. I wondered about you and the shop there beside the Gaiety Theatre. You do all lingerie, as some people might say, and all kinds of bras and knickers, everything that you need. And I just wondered, are bra fittings still happening with COVID?
Yeah, they are. We had to get a lot of advice from the HSA. So we were told we had to put Perspex screens in front of the fitting room, which we did. And we also then had to wear, obviously, our face mask. And then the customer has to wear a face mask. So the way the fittings happen is they stand into the fitting room. And basically, we do visual measuring anyway. We've always done that. We never really use the measuring tape in our store because we're so used to measuring people. So we basically have a look and then we offer in something to try on. So there's a little bit more. The customer has to do a wee bit more than normal, you know, holding themselves into the bra with our instruction. But it works very well. And we're finding it no different now. We've completely gotten used to it.
Yeah.
And it's like norm now in our store. And it's working very well.
The great thing about Peaches and Cream, you're really, really getting a one-on-one fitting. And you know exactly from looking at somebody what's going to work. And I can't believe you know someone's size just by looking at them, but you do. And, you know, with the likes of Debenhams and that gone now, I would imagine there's a huge demand for that bra fitting service that isn't really available in a lot of places.
Yeah. See, our business model was always service-led. So we always focus on the customer. When they came in, we took people on one-on-one, as you said. So when we were finished with somebody, that's when we brought the next person in. And we really advertise and promote appointments. So we always had that kind of business model. The fact that we all have to wear masks now and put the perfect screens in place, it kind of took us a couple of days to get used to, but the model itself and the way we do business hasn't changed. We're very lucky in that regard, that when people come in, as you said, we can just look at them. We were doing virtual fittings over the actual lockdown when the store was completely closed, and that was a little bit more difficult because
were women getting their boobs out on camera for you, Sinead? Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly. They were sending us images of themselves in their bra at home, and we could see a side profile and a front on, and we could tell them each piece of bra wasn't fitting correctly, and we could tell them what to do. The issue was there's a massive part of bra fitting that's to do with the volume of your bust and also the way you're shaped that you can't see in a photograph. So it worked probably 70% of the time. And a lot of it was regular customers that we knew well anyway that wanted bras over the lockdown. So it's much nicer to have people in store than it is to do a virtual fitting. But honestly, you know, you take what you can in these times and you have to adapt your business. Otherwise, I don't understand why lingerie departments are open and not doing bra fittings, because that's the whole purpose of having a customer service rep there to help you.
And I think as well, because of the lockdown, everybody's shape has changed. Either they've gotten really healthy and they've slimmed down, or they've put on weight, and it goes on around the boob area too, doesn't it?
Exactly. So people approach this whole thing two different ways. Some people use it as an opportunity, or even for their mental health, they just got out of the house and all of a sudden they're losing weight. And then other people just sat down and a little bit more food. Probably they were working from home all day and not realizing how much maybe they're eating, or that was just the way they approached the lockdown. So you're right, it's too extreme. They've either lost 2 stone or they've put on weight. So everybody needs a new bra. So it's funny, we've had an influx of people that have changed size.
There's nothing more uncomfortable than a bra that's too tight. It's horrendous. You get heartburn and everything.
I know, especially we find we have had a huge influx of people looking for non-wire and softer cups because they're working from home. And they're maybe sitting at a table and a desk that aren't like what they had in the office. And they're more solitary. They're just sitting there and they're feeling the bra on themselves and everything's a bit uncomfortable. And they are looking for sports bras, non-wire bras, just soft cup stuff because they're lounging around at home more. So it's unbelievable the changes in the consumer in a matter of months for us. We've seen trends towards sports bras for the fitness fanatics, but also soft bras for people that are working from home all day.
And I would imagine, you know, obviously a lot of your business was bridal, and a lot of weddings cancelled too. So, I mean, it really had a knock-on effect, didn't it?
Yeah, a lot of brides pushed their wedding. Some people did a year later. a lot of brides went into the winter months. So we're getting a lot of October, November, December brides in now that were April and May brides. And they're not going to push it on anymore because they say, as they're saying, sure, we don't know what next year holds. We may as well just get married. So there was initially a complete, everybody just pulled the plug on their weddings because they had to. And then they moved their dates. And now they're saying, sure, we'll get married anyway. We don't know what the future holds. Will a vaccine work? Will it come? When is it going to come? So they're just getting on with it with smaller numbers. So funny, the brides are coming in and they're still wearing, obviously, their same wedding dress. So they need the underwear. So we're nearly as busy as we normally would be with brides that are now going ahead with their date. And when they were pushing that date to October, November, back in February, March, sure, it seemed like miles away. Mm. We all thought we'd be, we all naively thought this might be all gone and done by then. Needless to be think we'd be in another lockdown.
So we're chatting to Sinead Sanderson, the bra expert from Peaches and Cream. And yeah, fittings are happening at Peaches and Cream. They're just doing it a little bit differently. Sinead, is there a lack of stock then when it comes to these times? I mean, if people do need to get, say like that, their bra for their wedding, or they need to kind of get a few more things to have at home, is it a good idea to try and get in quickly? Because we don't know what's down the line. Our stock's going to be low.
Absolutely, and they will be low because you have to think there's been 4 months where factories all over the world were closed. So there's a serious catch-up, but it's been staggered and they can't have the staff in the factories like they used to. So there is a serious shortage of festive stock. So a lot of us, we have kind of a core store, which all our best sellers and the manufacturers would try to have them in stock all the time. So you're finding your essential stock is fine. It's the Christmas market and the fashion, the trend stuff that was supposed to be dropped in August, and now we're being told it's not going to be dropped till November because they have to catch up. So I really think with Christmas shopping this year, and we're even seeing it already, I think buy when you see what you want. Don't wait because it may not be there. Yeah. The supply is going to be a lot shorter this year, and I think there's going to be an awful lot more online shopping because people might be a little bit less keen on going into a crowded centre this year in the winter with the air conditioning if COVID is still around. They might be worried. So I think a lot of online shopping is going to happen more than ever this year.
Sinead, just to finish up, give me the top signs that we're wearing the wrong bra size.
Well, the first one is, as you just rightly said, if your bra is really, really tight and it's digging into you and you're probably pulling at it 4 or 5 times a day, try and lift it down or lift it up, that means your bra is too tight. What we see mostly, though, up until now, we've seen bras that are far too loose. Everybody always wears too big of a backside. They self-measure themselves from maybe when they were younger, they were measured. And we've all just decided, okay, well, I'm obviously getting bigger, so I'll just go up the back. They don't get measured every time they wear a bra. So just check the back. If it's moving up between your shoulder blades, it's too big. And then if you do go down a backside, that has a knock-on effect for the cup size. So the obvious ones for cup sizes are if it's completely gaping and you have extra fabric, you're not wearing the right cup size. Or if you're being cut in half and you've got that kind of four-boob look where when you wear a tight top, you can see lumps that shouldn't be there. That means your bra is too small in the cup. But I'm always ranting and raving about back size because 80% of any support in the bra is in the back band. So if you get that right, it's very easy for you to be able to work out whether the cup is covering you properly or if it's too big or too small. And the last thing I'm constantly talking about are straps. People buy bras all the time and they never adjust anything to themselves. And we're all different. So if you get a bra, you must tighten the strap so that everything is taut and in place and firm because it's something you wear to support you. So it has to be firm enough to do that. If it's super loose, it's not going to actually do its job. So do tighten up everything that you can. And then think of maybe every 3 months looking at it again because you might have to go in a notch or you might have to tighten a strap. Yeah. So all of these things are very important.
Sinead Sanderson from Peaches and Cream on South King Street, just beside St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre and the Gaiety Theatre there as well. And you're online as well, Sinead, aren't you?
We are, peachesandcream.ie. We're very much online these days.
Great. We'll talk to you very soon. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.